Love it when technology works. Nothing like my church back in Bradford. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. What a welcoming church. I don't just say that. You guys really have it off to a T. Love the meal beforehand. We've just changed back in Bradford. Church that I'm a part of, Calvary Chapel, we've started eating together more because we believe that kind of there's something special about it. There's something special about the time that you've got together. And after all, I think it's actually what Jesus did quite a bit as well, wasn't it? You know, so well done. That's that. You know, it's just really, it's really great. And just as we walk in, I've come across from Bradford to Jonathan. Jonathan's also from head office. Give us a wave, Jonathan. Jonathan's joined me working at Bradford, but he's a Manchester boy, really, aren't you? So I brought protection, of course, you know. Being a Yorkshire boy through and through, I'd hate for it to turn nasty and not have everyone on my side. So, seriously, thank you for a really warm welcome. My name's Jake. I've been at Christians Against Poverty now, working over in Bradford for 8 years nearly. It'll be 8 years in June. It's probably about 8 years now since I laid down my job in Leeds and decided that I was going to go and start working for this charity that had a terrible reputation of paying people on time. But there was something about this place that was kind of exciting, and I could see God in it, really. And so 8 years ago, I laid down my job and I started working for CAP, and I've never once looked back. It's been amazing, it's been hard, but I've seen God's miracles show up time and time again. And it sounds like there's a very similar theme here. Is it 4 years? How long is it since you started running the debt centre? 3.5. 4 years in November. Fantastic. So in terms of the hope that you guys must have brought in that time, must be really, really special, really, really exciting. And you know, as I speak to, I think it was Eric that I was speaking to before, you know, about how you were in the building and you just wanted to get and reach the community. You want to get out and you want to reach the estate that you're a part of. And that is just, that's just what we want to do as well. As you know, at CAP, we want to just empower churches to reach the community. So it's no surprise really that kind of I'm here and that we're talking about CAP and that you guys have already partnered with us and have been partnering with us for some time. Now, my role at head office, well, I work, I guess, fairly closely with Helen and Laura on the debt centre, debt advice side of things. My department back at head office look after all of the clients when they first come to us. So we're aiming at about 5,000 new households this year that we'll deliver the debt advice into. Now, that's not easy. It just sort of rolls off the tongue, just 5,000. But, oh, wow. You know, some of the challenges that we face there, please pray for us alone, because it's very hard trying to make sense, trying to deliver world-class debt advice every single time. But we have a big impact, and as you guys would have seen as a fellowship, it really impacts people when God's church reaches out to its community and brings God's love where often there's quite a lot of darkness. It really does impact the community. And it really excites me to think that we're sending, you know, you guys out into the community where actually it will be desperate at times, but we're sending you out with the gospel. That's just, imagine going out without Jesus at the centre of it all. You just wouldn't do it, would you? It'd be awful. It'd be too hard. But we go out with Jesus at the very centre, and we praise him for that. So yeah, we all want to reach our communities with God's love. We all want to reflect God, don't we, into our broken world. And sadly it is. It's no different where I live in Bradford, just up from Bradford, a place called Shipley. You know, we've got a food bank at our church. We've got a help at a job club as well, just down the hill. We do live in quite a broken world, but what an opportunity we've got to reach into the community and just tell people that actually it doesn't have to be this way. Now, CAP, I'll just tell you a little bit about CAP. I know you guys have probably heard this a lot before, but maybe one or two won't know who we are. One or two of you will look at me and think, you know, what are you talking about? So I'm going to give kind of a bit of a basic overview, and then I'm going to talk quite a lot after we've kind of read the scripture together about the life skills and about what's going to be going on, because that is exciting, what's going to be happening here. So I'm going to go through that, and I think Ali's going to come up at the end, and we're going to pray for Ali, and we're also going to kind of maybe hear a little bit more about the life skills course from Ali firsthand. So, who are we? Well, CAP was it has to be a miracle. You know, it just has to be. There's no other way. There's been days when I've been sat at head office, where I remember one day in particular where it was a really sobering moment just after I'd joined, where Matt, the CEO, got us all together and he said to us, we need 380,000 by the end of the week, or it's really not looking great. You know, we needed 175,000 that day, pounds. It just doesn't make sense. It was kind of, you know, and at that stage, you know, my faith was a bit, I don't know, I hadn't quite seen God come through as he has and as he does. But he did, you know, literally 10 minutes after, out of the blue, £150,000 check was written. You know, you just don't get this sort of stuff unless God's at the heart of it. And you know, he's come through time and time again. Now we face much bigger faith gaps, much bigger faith margins, but we also have the same God with us, so we kind of just go, well, actually, if it was 380,000 then, if it's however million it is now, well, it's the same God and it's the same principles, and he is our provider. If he takes his hand off it, then it won't run for much longer. But I think he's got his hand on it because I think he cares about the communities being reached. And that's why CAP is a miracle. 20 years on, we're now 20 years in, 290 debt centres, 850 CAP money, just teaching kind of the money education, 145 job clubs, 44 release groups, just bringing release from addiction, whatever it is that people are struggling with, you know, alcoholism, you know, low-level drugs, pornography, bringing release from these things so that people can live lives for Christ. It is a miracle. It's working in Australia and New Zealand. Now, let's turn to the scripture first of all. I'd really like to turn to Luke chapter 4. If you want to turn there with me. Now, we're going to read Luke chapter 4, verse 16 through to 21. We're going to look a little bit at God's heart for the poor. I just think it's important to start kind of in God's word, looking at what God says, because it's sometimes good just to marry up our passions and what we feel God's calling us to with actually what his word says, because they should always marry up, unless we've strayed afar and then we need to get back to the word. So Luke chapter 4 verse 16 says, he went to Nazareth where he'd been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went to the synagogue as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." It's one of those scriptures that you could read and read and read and read again. And it is just so powerful. It is so rich. I'm not going to be able to unpack it in the very short time that I have now. But we're going to look through it a little bit. And we're going to look at why it is kind of so much on God's heart for us to be really reaching the poor and for us to bring in his love. Now, let's not forget, Jesus here, he's speaking in Luke. Now, he's paraphrasing, he's quoting directly from the book of Isaiah, we all know. He's quoting from the scrolls that where Isaiah had written that the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Now, that was written around 700 years before Jesus has come and picked up this scroll and read it. And that's one of the most exciting things all the way through God's word. It's interlinked, it's woven into each other, it's so consistent. And then when Jesus came and fulfilled all these prophecies and showed us how to do these very things, we kind of think, oh, of course, that's what the scripture said was going to happen. That's what the prophets said was going to happen. And wow, is that not what is happening here as well? I guess in your church, you know, it's our mandate, isn't it, as Christians, to bring good news to the poor. You know, Jesus has said that, Isaiah said it before him, you know, to bring good news to the poor. And, you know, it's exciting because it's good news to the poor with no real strings attached, with no real kind of ifs and buts, and you mustn't have made any mistakes in your lifetime. What excites me is that we're now reaching out as a church. We're now starting to influence and impact people's lives. And, hey, we care about the past and we want to claim deliverance and we want to claim healing for people's past. But actually also, we don't want to judge people in any way. We don't want to, you know, we want to make sure that actually people come. And whenever anyone came to Jesus in the scriptures, he never looked back and started condemning people, did he? It would be very much a go forward and sin no more. You know, he didn't care about the mistakes that they'd made. He met them with grace and with love and acceptance. And that's what excites me about kind of this church as we reach out. And it excites me that all across this nation, there are, I should have a number, but I don't, I've forgotten. There are probably well over 1,000 churches now reaching out into the community and looking to influence and bring this love, which is just stunning. And it is this love to bring good news to the poor. You know, it's, we've been anointed for it, and just as Jesus came and brought that, no longer are we happy just to stay in our comfortable bubble. Yes, we can stay inside a church building, can't we? Yes, we can get comfortable, we can encourage each other. But actually, sometimes we've got to get our hands dirty a little bit. It ain't easy, is it? You know, you guys will be able to tell us, it's really not easy. But boy, is God in it, and boy, do we see God show up, you know. The guy that I'm coaching at the minute at the job club, it isn't easy all the time. You know, I'm trying to get him. He had an interview the other day, and I'm trying to say to him, come on, get together with me. I'll work with you on your, you know, your interview practice. I'll do some questions with you. And oh, I'm all right. You know, so come on. But it's not easy, but it's what we're called to do. And this scripture clearly, yeah, it says that we're not to become comfortable. Let's get out. Speaking truth isn't easy, no. But it's what we're to do, to proclaim good news to the poor. Not only are we meeting the practical needs of the people that we're coming into contact with, but it's so vital that we don't just kind of give people what they need and not mention Jesus in anywhere in the sentence. What a tragedy that would be. Jesus has got to be the centre of everything that his church does. Everything that CAP is, you know, Christ-centred is one of our core values, and that runs right the way through, regardless of what people say to us. You know, and it means that when we walk into houses where there is complete, utter hopelessness, hope can be brought in Jesus' name. Because sometimes it does seem a little bit too... It seems like, actually, if we walked in without Jesus, it probably would be a lost cause. But not when Jesus is involved. No way. I remember walking... Well, I didn't walk into a home. The irony of it is I couldn't even get in the door of a lady down in Chatham. In Kent, I don't know if anyone knows Kent at all, but in Chatham in Kent, there's a beautiful lady down there who was completely hopeless. You know, she was the epitome of hopelessness. She'd been beaten in relationships. She'd been told awful lies year after year after year. And she wouldn't let us in the house. The reason she wouldn't let us in the house was because the house, apparently, was too untidy. It was a mess. Apparently it was a pigsty. This is, and she was very emotional. She wouldn't let us in. So we met her outside on the garden wall. We had to do the visit in the back of kind of a big van/car thing. Most bizarre, but we met her where she was, and we spoke love into that lady's life. And she's now she's a part of a church. She's walking with the Lord, and the transformation is amazing. And as I was thinking about it again, marrying it up with scripture later on in Luke. It says in Luke 12, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Because even the hairs on your head are all numbered. Fear not, for you are of more value than any of the sparrows. And we need to be telling people this, because no one else is. You know, if I'm honest, it's hard work working in client setup where I work, because I see far, far, far too many single ladies come in that have fled abusive relationships. They've been told that they are worthless. They've been told that they're... Sometimes they've been told that they're dogs. You know, and I've had enough of that. It's awful. It's bad. But praise God that because we don't take Jesus out of the middle of it, because he is at the centre of it, we can proclaim the good news. We can proclaim that they're of more worth, they're of more value than these sparrows. And we can proclaim what Jesus can do in their lives. You see, God's not giving up on them. And I praise God that churches like this haven't given up on them either. Because we can get out and we can reach into their lives. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. That's the next bit of the scripture there in Luke chapter 4. Freedom for the prisoners. Now, It's not talking about Prison Break, as good as that series might be, or the Shawshank Redemption. That was the famous film, wasn't it? That was I don't know if I should say if it was a good film or not. Some choice language in there, but it's not talking about prisons in the physical sense. It's talking about prisons that actually can be people's own homes. You know, people can be locked in their own homes, and this is one of the great things that Life Skills is going to bring, because one of the key parts about it is the community that it brings, and it's going to get people out of their own homes, and it's going to get people into a community where they can be safe, where they can hopefully come into contact with Christians and other people in similar situations. They can be loved, and it's going to bring them out of their own homes. You see, a survey on the debt advice side of things showed that 48% lived in fear before kind of cap, you know, before the Helens and the Lauras walked through the door. 48%, it's too many, isn't it? You know, we know that fear is not something that should come from God, other than the fear of the Lord. You know, it says in 2 Timothy, doesn't it? You know, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind." And don't we want to see that restored to everyone that we would come into contact with as a fellowship? Recently, at our job club, Matt said to one of the guys, he said, "So come on, what's the best bit about the job club?" And I think Matt was expecting kind of, "Oh, it's the interview skills that you give us are awesome. Oh, it's the CV writing skills that you give us. They're just, you know, great. It's really helped me." No, none of that. Although they are very good. He just says, "To be honest, Matt, it's my social highlight of the week." You know, it's getting people out of their homes. It's getting people out of what is sometimes a prison. And it's giving them that social highlight where they can get in contact with us. They can see that we're not aliens with two heads. Hopefully that's their opinion. And they can know that they can come to a church on a Sunday and they can actually be welcomed and be loved, just as I have here. I remember a lady down on the very south coast in Hastings that I was down. I should explain, I don't just travel everywhere, but I used to be the regional manager for the South East, so I used to kind of do a lot of training and visiting centres down there. So that's why I've got a lot of contacts and a lot of stories from down there. But there was a lady, she was a lady with a disabled son, and I remember speaking to her, and it's a dangerous question that you ask. I just looked at her straight and I said, "Have we made any difference in your life?" May as well ask, you know. You know, at least. And she looked at me and she said, "You see those curtains there? Curtains were open." And I said, "Yeah, what about them?" You know, "They're just regular curtains." And she says, "Those curtains are open there for the first time in 2.5 years because you walked in last week, because the debt centre manager walked in last week." You know, it's transforming that prison, isn't it, into a house for somebody to live in. And you know, I tell that story, but it's I can't do it justice, because I can't tell you what it's like to look at somebody in the face, to see their eyes actually, and to see that glimmer of hope that's come out of the hopelessness. It's a complete and utter privilege, it really is. Recovery of sight for the blind is the next thing that Jesus said from Isaiah. Recovery of sight for the blind. Now, 55% of the people that we come into contact with are often visiting their GP with stress-related issues. You know, and again, it's when the church goes out. It's not just CAP. It's when the church goes out. You know, of course, with the skills and so on from CAP. But it's when we all go out together. That's when we can see some of these breakthroughs in these areas. You know, we can see people freed from the burden of debt. We can see people released from addiction. See people back in employment. And people getting skills to have a brighter future, which is what Life Skills is all about. Now, we can't just sit back, can we? You know, imagine if we knew that there was this hopelessness and we just sat there. It would be a tragedy. But I praise God, because this church isn't just sat there. You're getting your hands dirty, you're getting out into the communities, and you want to reach them. So if nothing else, do hear a thank you and a well done from me today. Seriously, thank you, because however skilled we are in Bradford, we can't reach Lee like you guys can reach Lee. We just can't. At best, we could put on a telephone-based service, which would be good, but it would be quite cold in reality. It would be nothing like, you know, the homes and the invites that you guys will send out from a local church. That's what it's all about. Now, I'll do a quick overview, a very brief overview of all that we do at CAP, and then I'm going to focus on Life Skills last, because you know the debt centre side of things. You've had cap Sundays before. You know, you've been running for 3.5 years now. Debt centres is probably the hardest, I think, probably thing that we do, and the biggest thing that we do, and that's bringing debt advice. It's bringing relief from debt. It's aiming to see, how many people, 2,600 people this year turn debt free through all of the centres that we've got, the debt centres that we've got right across this nation. So 2,600, and that's individuals. It's a heck of a lot of people. And you think that some of them have got kids, they've got families, you're impacting an awful lot of people. And I guess we've got people going debt free fairly often here, I would have thought, as well. One coming up this week. Praise God that somebody is going to turn debt free this week in Lee because of you as a fellowship. That's pretty cool. It really is. Put yourself in that person's shoes. What would it be like having been in debt for so long and then suddenly debt free this week? Get in. That'd feel better than winning the Manchester Derby, wouldn't it? You know, sorry if there's any football fans. It would though. You know, it'd feel a lot better than that. You know, and that's what our debt advice does. It brings release. Cap money, of course. We don't just want to see people walk into debt advice we don't want to find people at the worst possible place. Let's educate people. Let's make sure that people don't end up in that place, if at all possible. And that's what Cap Money does. You know, 800 and odd churches are reaching out again into the communities, making sure that people have got the skills to be able to budget well and to be able to stay out of trouble if at all possible. Job clubs, I've touched on a little bit. I probably don't need to say a right lot about that as well, because I've touched on the CV writing skills, on the interview skills. But you know, one of the hardest things, that it's not about all those things. It's about self-worth, and it's about making sure that people know that actually they can have the confidence, they can get back into work. That's the hardest thing to get across, but that's what Cap Job Clubs is about. And then release groups. Again, I've touched on that. Just making sure people can be released from addictions. Life skills though. I'll touch on life skills, and then we're going to watch a short DVD, and then we'll welcome Ali back up towards the end. So, life skills, well, this is brand new. I even had to do quite a lot of reading up before coming today on this, just because I've had in my head in the world of debt advice and the busiest time of the year for us. It's crazy, it's amazing, but it's crazy. Now, life skills, well, we've partnered with 25 churches, one of which is yourself here in Lee, which is amazing. And we've already supported about 85 people. 7 people have come to faith, which is amazing. And we're looking to basically give people the skills to have a brighter future. So again, it's reaching, making sure people can come into a community, making sure people can have the skills, the confidence. And Cap have kind of, I guess, utilised our contacts and the, you know, we work with a lot of churches, so it's great that we can roll something out like this out and make sure that people can really get it. Now, relationship breakdown, lack of budgeting skills, you know, these are often primary reasons why people can fall into debt. And again, it's similar to Cap Money. We don't want people to be falling into the traps. If we can reach them before and give them the skills to make sure that they don't get there, then that's fantastic, and we'll praise God for that. Now, we're looking slightly wider than just the problem of debt. We're looking slightly wider than just the problem of relational. We want to make sure that it's the whole individual that we're going to speak to, that we're going to help. You know, again, marrying it all up with God's word, making sure that there can be help. Now, Ali's been trained on all these things, but as I said earlier, community is a big part of the Cap Life Skills. You know, making sure that members can come together, they can actually feel that they're not alone, they can get out of the prisons, they can come to a group where they'll be supported. You know, they'll get a life skills coach to meet with. There'll be people there to come alongside of them. And again, if that could be you, if you can spare any time during the week, we're going to be over there. And I'm sure Ali would love more volunteers, as always is the case. You know, if you just want to get alongside people and encourage people. The course is 8 weeks long, and it covers all general aspects, money, relationships, organisational skills, health, well-being, and it's going to make sure that people, again, are skilled up and are not just going to struggle along. You know, if we can help people, let's help them, because I really believe that's what God will be doing. giving coaching, again, making sure that goals are set, making sure that people can know what they're aiming for. It's sitting down with somebody and it's giving them that motivation to get to actually set the goal and then to push on and achieve the goal. What's the plan? You know, it's the travel to get them into a position where maybe they'll need to be job ready. Maybe they'll be applying for a job. It's giving people the skills so that they can be ready for that as and when that happens. So, sign up to the prayer team. I'm sure there'll be a prayer team running here, probably covering all CAP ministries, I'm guessing. But, you know, sign up to that, get involved, come and see us at the end. Now, just before we have the DVD, running out of time fast here, but before we have the DVD, again, as we always do, we bring books across from Bradford. And when we bring books, we don't like to take books home. Please, we've got Journeys Out of Debt, we've got Nevertheless books over here. That's the story all about CAP. Diary, very easy reading. Tells some big faith-building stories that are all kind of, some of them really, kind of I remember them. You know, it's great looking back in hindsight, giving God the glory. But at the time, boy oh boy, is it hard work. So, they're free. All we ask is that you'd come on our mailing list and that you'd stay in touch and that you'd be praying for us. So bring your name, address, email address, you'll get added onto the mailing and we'll give you a free book. But I think it'd be great now. These slips are all underneath people's seats. We slid them under there, so you've got a pen and a slip. But I think it'd now be great, whilst we're filling them in, if we watched a very quick DVD before we tie it all up at the end. Thanks, Darren.
I just felt that I was such a letdown and a failure as a mother and as a wife. And then, of course, your depression gets worse and then you close in on yourself. The worst moments were the choice of either feeding the children or putting gas or electrical. 5 out of 7 days we didn't eat because there was not enough money in the pot to pay all the bills and to eat.
When they saw us eating, I think they felt happier, but we felt bad because we were eating what should have been theirs as well as ours.
I was ill with depression and everything just spiralled downward from there.
I thought that I was the cause of the problem. I just generally felt like rubbish. I felt like everything was going to chaos.
Imagine that was you. Imagine that was your family, your friends, your neighbour. What would you do? Where would you go for help?
I am so glad that I discussed things with Christians Against Poverty. John came in. John and I were waiting for her. She said, I'm going to show you a video. She said, but first, could I pray for you? And I said, yes, please. And I just felt this real need for prayer. There was a huge weight lifted off my shoulders in that one meeting. The next day, Elizabeth turned up at the door with about 6 bags of shopping, and I just gave her a hug and I cried and I just said thank you, because it was just such a relief. You have to stick to your budget and CAP will stick with you all the way through. Things will get sorted. If CAP had not have come along, I don't think I would be here now. I really don't. Not only have I become a Christian, John has become a Christian, Thomas has become a Christian. The day I went debt free, it was like just absolutely wonderful, marvellous. And we got into the car park and I said to Janet, I need to pray to thank God for this outcome, because I never thought this day would come. I feel like there's a light shining on me. I feel like there's a light shining on the family. I've never looked back since those two people walked through my door. My life changed forever because someone like you decided to become a life changer. Would you join in? Would you give £5 a month to help another family like mine. I will be forever grateful to Kat and their supporters. Thank you so much.
Fantastic, and there's a life this week, isn't there, that's going to be just like that, turning debt free. So praise God for that. Now, as we just bring this time to a close, and I'm about to ask Ali up, we always, kind of everywhere we go, we always give people an opportunity to get involved and support us. As you've heard, kind of God's in it. You know, if he wasn't, then we wouldn't be able to run. But he also works through his amazing church. And we have a program called the Life Changer Program, which is about 30,000 people now that are supporting us regularly, which is a lot of people, isn't it? And we praise God for each supporter. And many of, I guess there'll be probably quite a few life changers here. So thank you if that is you. Now, you've got needs here locally, I'm told. I can't just go all in and say, please support CAP head office. You know, it's important that kind of, I guess you guys are aware that, of course, it's important to support CAP head office. There are needs there, but also here. Now, if you'd like to support CAP head office, again, the same form, all you need to do is kind of fill in all of the details. It's quite self-explanatory, to be honest. You know, I'm sure it's no surprise we obviously don't get government funding. The reason we choose not to get government funding is because we choose to put Jesus at the centre. You know, it's far more important, isn't it, to have Jesus at the centre than have kind of financial backing from the Conservative Party, which could get pulled at any time, you know. But let's pray for them. It's a tough job that they've got. Now, it's a simple form. You know, if you'd like to join the programme and support nationally, all I'd ask is that you fill it in, come and see us, you can claim your book. Now, the average gift is £12 a month. What's that? £3 a week. You know, if that's you, fantastic. If it's anything less, praise God. You know, every pound counts, and every pound means that more lives like Mandy's can be changed. Now, if we can welcome Ali to the front, please. Four of you, great. So this is the Life Skills team. It's exciting to see what you guys are going to be doing, the impact that you're going to have. Now, shall I pray for these guys? Is that all right?
No, we'll come up.
We'll all come up. That'd be great. Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
So, church leaders, volunteers for CAP, in any capacity whatsoever, please come up and pray for our precious friends here. And just keep these people in your own prayers, particularly the four that have just come up, because they're in this new venture now. It's not been established, so it needs all the prayer support you can get. So Father, we pray now for CAP Skills course here at the Sports Village Church and here in Lee. I pray especially for these four precious people as they, a bit like Star Trek, go where no man has gone before. So Father, we pray you'll bless each one of them. Father, just send your Holy Spirit upon them. Give them the power when times are going difficult. Give them the joy and the excitement of seeing people's lives changed. And we sing that song, don't we? I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Father, we pray that so many more people will be singing that song as we go out into the community and show them the love of Jesus Christ. So bless these people, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Give them a clap.
What there is in the CAP course, in that there's finances, there's relationships, and there's healthy you in there. I will be needing lots of volunteers, even though I've probably the biggest team. When we went for our training, I don't think there was anyone else with four people all together. It was amazing. But can you pray for a venue? Because I've had to tell the job centre a venue so that they can start referring people to us, but haven't actually sorted out the venue definitely yet. So please pray the one that I've asked for comes online. And I've got a presentation at the job centre to see the job centre staff this Tuesday to tell them all about it. And so they're hopefully going to start sending us people. And hopefully we'll be up and running in May. We were thinking of the 6th, but I think we're being a little bit ambitious. So it might be the 13th or the 20th, but you know. So pray for us that we manage to get our course materials all prepared, but that we get delegates and that, you know, we get that balance of sharing the gospel and welcoming people in. And I'll need prayers, I'll need people to come and make soup, I'll need befrienders to be there at the community time, and I'll need people with bank accounts to pay my wages and to buy a new printer and paper and all those sorts of things. So please keep us in your prayers and think prayerfully about what you could give to Bradford, because every time you have anything to do with Cap Bradford, you just come away enthused and inspired, and they're amazing and they do all things well. And what we pay to them as a church doesn't cover what they do for us as a church, but also we've stepped out in faith and we don't have all of the money to support this project for this year yet. We have a little bit of it from Helen's very good accounting, from her debt centre stuff this year. But so please think about where the Lord might like you to give or enable you to give. Okay. Thank you very much.